You always wanted to be a musician.
Yeah, of course. I didn't have anything else going for me, literally.
Dylan LeBlanc might not have had much going for him as a kid, but he did have a few things. His voice, guitar, and songwriting skills. And a dad who could really help him out. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The fact that Dylan LeBlanc is only 20 and already has an album out could mean a few things. Well, it could mean he's in a boy band, or that he's a child music prodigy along the lines of Stevie Wonder, or maybe that Dylan's just a talented guy with very lucky parentage. His father is the Muscle Shoals session musician James LeBlanc. Dylan LeBlanc grew up hanging out at Fame Studios, and he learned to play guitar when he was 7. By the time he was 15, he was playing out as much as he could and then managed to get signed to Rough Trade Records. Dylan LeBlanc recorded his debut album, Pauper's Field, in a certain legendary studio that he says feels a lot like home. FUV's Elisa Alley talked with Dylan in Studio A, and she asked him all about that.
So you grew up around a lot of session players, and I understand that you started asking a lot of questions around, 11 or 12. Were there some tips that you learned from these session musicians that you still keep with you today?
I would just really just watch what they were doing and listen to how they would record and hang out in the studio while everybody was recording stuff. And I would ask how to play this and how to play that. And, different people would show me different things. Like, here's a cool little blues lick that you can do when you're doing this. Or, like, here's a cool little thing you can do this, and then finesse how to play, with a little finesse, which I still haven't mastered the art of yet.
Humble.
But, just basically that's how it went down.
Walking through the street, waiting for a call, it's 10th and 24th, and I'm in love. Lucky all I need, when I shake his hands, I go back to the house and fix it up. Now you happy now, can you breathe again? You toss away your demons and lighten up. Did you close your eyes? Did you see her face? Did you walk along that beach you've been dreaming of?
Well, I went to church, with my mother when I was 5 and 6. And she would take us to church every Sunday. And, that's when we started singing. Everybody sings in church.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went to a real Southern Baptist church, and we'd sing the hymnals, and I'd always get in trouble for talking or something like that. The preacher would get a spanking in his office or something. It's pretty rough. But, I don't know.
So you've been singing your whole life.
Yeah, I've sang a lot.
And you don't feel self-conscious singing in front of people.
Yeah, I feel more self-conscious about my voice than anything. I don't think that I'm quite there yet with a good voice, but I'm trying.
Meredith, come over in a hurry. They're sending Billy John to the gallows. She runs to Hank's saloon in a hurry. Sees a lawman sitting there, not to worry. 14 banks and 13 cold-blooded murders. The lawman's laying down her son dead. Says, darling, we know we keep law and order.
Live music from Dylan LeBlanc. That's The Death of Outlaw Billy John and Emma Hartley. Dylan LeBlanc's debut album is Pauper's Field. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Hear more of the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.